church, and I make a point of answering questions if they arrive by email, as long as they're not terminally offensive, because that seems to be my job. I'm there to interpret. And the church is always with me, and perhaps to the annoyance of some bishops, I'm always there with the church.
And is it the Book of Common Prayer, the King James Bible?
It's the Book of Common Prayer, principally. I think if you compare Psalm 23 in the King James Version with Coverdale's Psalm 23 in the Book of Common Prayer, I know which is better, and I think it's Coverdale.
Spoken like a historian. Dermot McCulloch, thank you.
Joan Bakewell's guest in Belief was Professor Dermot McCulloch, and you can hear that programme again on the BBC iPlayer. A guest tomorrow evening at the earlier time of 9 o'clock is the journalist and writer Douglas Murray. The producer in Salford is Claire Jaquis. Well, we're off to the proms with the Talis Scholars in a moment, after a little familiar piece by Henry Purcell. Rondo from Purcell's Abdelazar, played by the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hogwood.
BBC Radio 3 revisits January 1914. A continent alive with culture. Concert halls, cafes, theatres and opera houses. Conductors and soloists touring the globe across European borders. 7 months later, this world would end. Radio 3 steps into the cultural ferment of Europe at the outset of 1914. Each day throughout next week, we focus on a different city. Music on the Brink. Starting each day in breakfast, weekday mornings from 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, now it's time for another highlight from the 2013 BBC prom season. Here's Catherine Bott.
Good evening and welcome to this late night prom given by the Talis Scholars, whose director, Peter Phillips, has devised what he calls a chalk and cheese programme of sacred music for unaccompanied voices, which juxtaposes two Renaissance composers, one Italian, the other English, who between them span the 16th century. And he'll be elucidating that chalk and cheese theme a bit later on. It's 400 years since the death of Carlo Gesualdo, as famous, sadly, for the murder of his wife as for the tortured, almost expressionist harmonies in his compositions. We're going to hear three of his sacred motets, placed in the context of the Missa Gloria Tibi Trinitas by John Taverner, the most influential composer of his generation, who died 15 years before Gesualdo was born. And while we're talking dates, the Talis Scholars celebrate their 40th anniversary this year. In the first sequence of this concert, they're going to sing the Gloria and the Credo of Taverner's Mass, separated by Gesualdo's motet Ave Dulcissima Maria. So let's now welcome them and conductor Peter Phillips to begin the concert with Taverner's Kyrie Leroi. The Gloria and the Credo from John Taverner's Missa Gloria Tibi Trinitas, together with Taverner's Kyrie Leroy and Gesualdo's motet Ave Dulcissima Maria, Hail Sweetest Maria, sung by the Talis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips. Taverner, born in around 1490, produced three mass settings for six voices. This one, for Trinity Sunday, was almost certainly written earlier in his career when he was the first Master of the Choristers at the newly founded Cardinal College, Oxford, the cardinal in question being Wolsey. Well, he's got this chalk and cheese theme, not Wolsey, but Peter Phillips, and now I'm going on stage to find out about it. Peter, I'm very sorry to keep you waiting.
That's
I was
okay.
just explaining a little bit about Cardinal Wolsey, to whom Taverner owed quite a lot, didn't he?
He did. A great deal.
Yes, founding Cardinal's College.
Yes.
But he wasn't in power for very long, was he, poor old Wolsey? He fell from grace.
Very suddenly.
And Taverner was off back to Lincolnshire.
Mm.
Anyway, tell me about your chalk and cheese aspect of this programme.
You know, when people come to orchestral concerts, they expect what they hear to be varied. They will look at the list of composers and think that each composer will have his own voice, which is easily detectable. When they come to a concert of Renaissance choral music, I think some people come with exactly the opposite idea, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But I know that it's a bigger story than that, I suppose, and I wanted to prove it by mixing these two composers. It could have been other two, but it's Gesualdo's anniversary this year, so I thought I'd go for Gesualdo and Taverner as extreme opposites.
Well, let's start by examining what they have in common.
Well, they were writing for the Catholic Church in Latin, and they were writing for an unaccompanied choral ensemble. Gesualdo probably one voice to a part, Taverner with a more of a cathedral kind of choir in mind.
So, although we can hear differences, the framework of 16th century liturgical music is a very solid one throughout Europe?
Yes, I mean, the settings of the Mass will follow similar patterns. In fact, Gesualdo didn't set the Mass. But if you compare Taverner with Talis, for example, you get quite similar results.
Well, let's go to the differences. I mean, I'm sure we can all hear the sort of what I call the vertical spaciousness of the Taverner. And the more closely knit Gesualdo.
Yes. I mean, Gesualdo's a miniaturist, really. Every note is action-packed, or potentially so. You feel as though he will distort and twist and torture you as necessary to get extra meaning out of his style. Whereas Taverner, I think, is really the opposite. He builds these huge structures, as you've just heard, on tiny repeating motifs, but they're in part of a sort of Gothic arch-like shape. And they're building up always, going somewhere in the far distance.
What I thought was quite remarkable in what we've just heard was the solemnity, I mean, very much akin to Bach's B minor Mass, of the Crucifixus section, and the exhilarating joy and the different rhythmic patterns for Et Resurrexit and onwards. That was a real surprise to me.
Mm.
And
it's great.
Must be fun to perform.
Oh, it's terrific.
I mean, perhaps I should ask the singers, but...
Yes, you should, but...
but you're obviously enjoying...
It's the end of the Gloria that really gets me, where those scales start running. That's really unusual. I mean, to have whole scales running through the entire choir like that is up to a really high note, you know, wham, that's big stuff.
So we know something about, you know, what we can expect with the remaining two movements. We're going to hear the Sanctus and the Agnus Dei from the Taverner Gloria Tibi Trinitas Mass, but we haven't heard more than one piece by Gesualdo. Are the other two pieces we're going to hear in that sort of vein?
Yes, they are. They're Marian pieces, all three of them that we're doing tonight, and he has a gentle approach to Mary, fortunately, and the style is a little bit more subdued than usual, but still you can hear the chromatics turning and twisting inside. The harmonies changing dramatically. It's engrossing music.
Well, you've whetted all our appetites.
Oh,
thanks very much, Peter Phillips.
Thank you.
Now, Peter Phillips directs the Talis Scholars in the Sanctus and Agnus Dei from Taverner's Mass, but they begin with Gesualdo's Ave Regina Celorum. Hail, Queen of Heaven. Hail, Mistress of the Angels. Glorious Virgin, joy to thee, more splendid than all others. the Agnus Dei ending Taverner's Missa Gloria Tibi Trinitas, music from the 1520s drawing in the audience here in the mid-19th century Royal Albert Hall. The performers were the Tallis Scholars, conducted by their founder-director Peter Phillips, and this exceptional work of Tudor polyphony was contrasted tonight with the music of Gesualdo. Two of the Gesualdo pieces were in fact making their prompt debuts tonight, as was the Mass in its entirety. Bits of it had been heard before, but never complete at the Proms. Although bits of the Mass are very, very famous, when I explain the plain chant antiphon for Trinity Sunday is heard throughout that Mass in the second soprano part, and most especially used as a cantus firmus, a fixed melody acting as a sort of foundation for all the athletic polyphony that goes on above it, especially in the sopranos. And big congratulations to them. They've spent most of the evening halfway up the north face of a sort of musical Eiger, and my heart and sympathies and admiration go out to them. But this cantus firmus is especially prominent in the Benedictus, which of course is Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, in nomine. The setting by Taverner of those two words inspired generations of composers. Well, here are the Tallis Scholars returning to the platform with warm smiles. And I have a feeling, I've heard a rumour, that there may be a little something else for us, which Peter Phillips will announce.
We'd like to sing a setting of Liberanos Salvanos by Taverner's young contemporary John Shepherd.
Thank you.
Libera Nos Salve Nos by John Shepherd, performed there by the Talis Scholars and their director Peter Phillips. That was at a late night prom last August and broadcast live here on BBC Radio 3. Well, tomorrow evening at this time, we've another chance to hear the late night All Bach prom given by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists, conducted by John Elliott Gardner, on their programme, the Easter Oratorio and the Ascension Oratorio. That's at 9:30 here on BBC Radio 3 tomorrow evening. And we'll be there earlier in the evening as well at 7:00.
The Mints, M-I-N-T. Mexico, Indonesia, Nigeria and Turkey.
BBC Radio 4 asks if these are the new economic powerhouses.
So we're very fast and we provide whatever the Chinese provide right now.
You are out-Chinesing the Chinese.
Yes.
The economist Jim O'Neill begins a new four-part series in Mexico.
How many people here would pay taxes?
No one.
None at all. We're literally looking at hundreds, if not thousands, of people.
The often rocky road to national prosperity in Mint, the next economic giant, on BBC Radio 4, Monday to Thursday mornings next week at 9.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock. Time now for me to hand over to Nick Luscombe for tonight's edition of Late Junction. Nick.
Thanks very much, Ian. And coming up tonight...
play a song, little guess boy.
She walks in the teeth of the city where its neon ways are warm.
This is an appropriate moment to mention human common sense.
And we start with the sound of the Pink Panther. That's Henry Mancini's Pink Panther theme, given a little makeover by a group being heralded as Pakistan's Buena Vista Social Club, the Satchel Studios Orchestra. Starting off tonight's Late Junction, and we're live, so your tweets and emails are welcome, of course, at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or late.junction at bbc.co.uk. And in the background, new music from Trevor Horn's ZTT label by A Theory. This is 11s.